Galatians chapter number 1. We'll take time to read. I'm just going to read the whole chapter and look at a verse or two in it. Galatians 1:1 says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sin, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto this grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven preaching of the gospel unto you, that which is we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Or yet if I please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not of man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversation in the time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen immediately. I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to learn or to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. And after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Afterwards I came unto the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judah, in which were in Christ. But they heard only that he was persecuted us in times past, now preached the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. God, a marvelous grace of God, got a hold of old Paul. And I tell you, that's why he said he was the chief of sinners. That's why he said he was saying, if God didn't save me, he can save anybody else. So don't ever rule anybody out. Don't ever say nobody can't be saved. But I'm telling you, God can save them, just like he saved us and like he saved the Apostle Paul. I'm telling you, God, in his grace and mercy of God, you know what? Paul, he said, I'll tell you what, he said, I can get this gospel. I didn't even talk to the other ones about it. He said, I got it from God. Hallelujah. I like that part. I'm going to read it one more time. Then we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Paul said in his writing in Galatians, he said something we're to all listen to and get a hold of it. He said in verse number 11 and verse number 12, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not of man. But I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then he said in verse 15 and 16, but when it pleased God, who separated me from the mother's womb and called me by his grace. I believe as anybody ever believed in grace of God, it was Apostle Paul. To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I confirmed not with flesh and blood. You know, we need some more preachers like old Paul. We need to be like him. That's what we need to be. That we won't listen, not confirming with, that's meant that he didn't go down there and talk with them, didn't go down there and discuss it with them. He didn't know none of that. He just, listen, got before God, and God revealed it to him. They didn't teach him about the gospel. They didn't tell him about it. Only Ananias told him a little bit. When God struck him down on the road to Damascus, and God sent him over and told him, he said, listen, you know what happened to Apostle Paul? He went over to Ananias' house, and God had him ready. And listen, he'd been blind 3 days and 3 nights when he saw that bright light. And God marvelously and graciously, listen, gave him his sight back and used him like, listen, probably one of the most used ones you'll ever read about in the Bible. God marvelously used him. He saved him by grace of God. And he said, I will tell you something. I didn't get this from men. I got it from God. Hallelujah. We need some more of coming from heaven and visiting us. That's what visited Paul. They were scared of him. They said, I don't know what in the world. I just don't know what. He said, all they know is he used to persecute the church of God. Now he's preaching it. He used to persecute us. And now he's preaching the faith that he once destroyed. Isn't that a miracle what God can do? He's a marvelous and wonderful God. He can save unto the most. He'd save the vilest sinner. He'd save the one. You say, well, so-and-so don't like the church. Well, he didn't like it either. But God turned him around. He turned the next one around. Hallelujah. He's God. He said, I didn't go there and try to get from them what God wanted me to say. I just got before God. Hallelujah. And so the Apostle Paul is saying, he said, glory to God. He said he gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present world. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's still delivering from this present world. I heard one time a fella told his pastor, he said, told the preacher, it was pastor of a church, he said to him, hey, he said, really, I want to join the church, but I'm not quite ready to quit the world yet. He said, well, listen, I'll tell you something. Don't join the church in. He said, till you get ready to quit the world and come out from among the world and be separate. Thank God that's what we need. And Apostle Paul, what he would say, he turned completely around. 100, listen, thank God he didn't just move a little. Whew, he went opposite direction. Why? He heard from God. God revealed himself to him. He said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. I'm one you persecute. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Ain't nobody bigger than God. Don't you ever think that you can whoop him? Don't you ever think that you can fight him off if he comes at you? Oh, yeah. He's somebody said he's a high sheriff from heaven. He can arrest you. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, this word of God is full of it here. Hallelujah. Grace and you in peace from God. And the Apostle Paul, you know what his gospel was? The gospel is it's a grace of God. It's a power of God into salvation. I'm telling you, he said, grace in your peace from God, from the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. He talks about in this chapter, I read it, where he said, your soul soon moved from the gospel. I thought to myself, listen, we need as a church, we need as this, and I'm talking about all the churches, all of us need to get back to the simple preaching of the cross and the simple preaching of the grace of God and the gospel that's got the power of God in it, the salvation.
That's why it takes the power of God. He said in John, he came to his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. The gospel, he gives them power. Anything that don't have power in it, it's being taught or preached, is not going to change nobody. It takes the power of God. That's why it's out of our hands. If it's in my hands, I'd just try to save everybody. But it's not. All I can do is share the word, share the gospel. The power of God's got to be there to transform a life. Amen. Got to be life there. Power of God must be there. It must be. And you know what? He goes on down telling himself, I don't care if it's an angel come preaching another gospel we preach to. He said, let him be accursed. It's not 10 different gospels. It's one. It's the gospel of the grace of God. That Jesus died for your sins and mine. Rose again the third day. That's the gospel. That's the only hope. That's the only way. That's the only thing that's going to listen, get us there. It's the gospel. Hallelujah. And I'm glad he tells us in Romans 1:16, the gospel is the power of God. It's God's power. Transform. Make new creatures out of us for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He goes on down, the Apostle Paul talks about that verse number 10. You know what he said? He said, if I please men, I ain't going to please God. And you know what's happened? You've heard say this is the gospel truth. Well, this is the truth. What's happened to us in this generation we're living in? We're more interested in pleasing men than we are pleasing God. This book here is sharp. It'll cut. This book here is powerful. It's like a sword. This book here, listen, will do its job in work if we'll proclaim it. It's not what we say in Zach, it's what God says. So he said, I'm persuaded. I can't please men. If I please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. We servants of Christ, we must absolutely 100% totally be willing to please God, whatever effect it has on men. Must please God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to get on over here in just a moment. Paul said, I wasn't taught this of man. I didn't receive it of man. I got it from God. Remember Sunday 2 ago, I was preaching on any word from the Lord. That's where Jeremiah got his, from God. You know where you need to get your word from God? Here it is. Somebody said, you don't ever speak to me. Well, you must not ever read the Bible then. I can assure you, if you're getting this book, Brother, he'll speak to you on it. You flat will. He speak to you. Go in there with an open heart and a surrendered heart and a surrendered will. Hallelujah. And he'll speak to you. Yes, he will. I like him to talk to me. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. He said, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which I preached was not of me. It says, preaching of me is not after man. Didn't receive it of man, verse number 12, neither was I taught it, but with the revelation of Jesus Christ. When God came to it, God revealed Christ to Paul, that Paul might reveal Christ to others. That's the same way with us. That, listen, others can see Jesus in us because he's been revealed to us. And listen, the Apostle Paul was revealing Christ to others because he's preaching him. He was walking him. He was living. That's why he said, nevertheless, he said, me to live is Christ and to die is gain. His number one living was for Christ, and to live was Christ. Exactly. Sure was. I'll tell you something. God's got a will for your life. He's been knowing it before you was born. Paul said when he separated him from another womb, it wasn't no spur of the moment thing that God's going to meet him on the road to Damascus. God knew it. God, the purpose and plan of God. Folks, God is sovereign. And he has a purpose and plan for your life and my life. I didn't know it. But he did. Some people know it earlier than others, what purpose and plan God got for in their life. Some of us surrender quicker than others. But God still got a plan and purpose.
You ever heard of all things work together for good them that love God and called according to his purpose? Romans 8:28, ain't it? All things.
I can tell you an incident that happened this week, and I'm going to stop here and tell it. I was trying to get some bush hogging done. And about every time one time I get on a tractor, there's a phone go off. Cut it off and get it go somewhere else. Well, finally got out there one day this week. Can't even remember the day which now. And I thought to myself, I checked the oil on that tractor. I said, that tractor ought not be old, boy. I put a bunch of oil in it. I said, okay, I just didn't check it. Supposed to be using oil, never have. So I went on out there, and I was going to bush hog. Before I made one round, I run over something. Sticking up a boat and something sticking up in the grass that covered up, jobbed a hole in my rear tractor tire. Phew, I heard it. I thought to myself, goodness, how can that work out good? How is that going to work out anything good? I go around on the same side that dual wheels over. I went around on the same side where that tire would check it. And guess what I found? I looked down on the ground, there was oil all down there. When I looked, I was checking the tire, I said, uh-oh, I know why I come around here now. I know why that job's in there. I looked, and it was an oil line. It was just, it weren't doing it when it weren't running, of course. When it was running, it just sputed. You know what? I come to the conclusion. This is what we have to come to the conclusion in our daily walk in life. And it's still at the tire place. I'd rather fix a tire and buy a tube than I had a motor. Before I could even get it to where I want to get the tire fixed, I had to go get oil line and fix the oil line. You see what I'm saying? God's got a purpose. It could have been on the other side. If I went around the other side, I wouldn't even seen it spewing out there. But it was over on the same side, but that where I saw the oil spewing out of the line. It wasn't to the hydraulics. Nope. It quit when that does it. But it was to the motor. And you know what? What about in a lot of times in our life, things will happen. God, you say, well, why did that happen? You say, well, I don't see anything in that. Well, I did. I've seen a lot of things in a lot of ways in my life that God, he is always on the scene. I said that to say this, that God has a purpose in all things work together. For good, them that love God and are called according to his purpose. God called you. You didn't just get into this thing. You didn't just decide you were going to get in it. You got called. You got chosen. Thank God. Don't you ever believe it was grace all the way from the beginning, starting all the way through the grace of God. Hallelujah. The purpose of God. He said, God called me according to his grace. According to his grace, he called me. And what I want to emphasize on before we close is this. Paul said, I didn't go down there and talk to them, confirm with them. I didn't go down there, listen, and do that. No, I didn't go ask them about what they thought about it. No, he said, I went on. I'll tell you what Paul did. He went out there and spent some time with God alone. It's a long time. Probably a little less than 3 years, somewhere around that, in the desert. And he came back. Oh, was he preaching? He was. You see, it's all reminding what they said about old Peter and him. When he went over, told that man to get up. You know what the Bible said? They tried to shut him up, put him in jail. Angel come got him out. And he come over to town, come over to where they're going to try to get him out. And listen, he said, they come back to him, told him, said, there ain't nobody over. Said they gone. Said, the jail's locked. The guard's outside. We don't know what's happened. I tell you what happened. God got him out. Hallelujah. It stunned him, shocked him. But you know what? They said about old Peter and him. They said they was poor, ignorant, and unlearned. But they had one thing they said about him. Hey. But said they'd been with Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. I remember some of the old preachers. Now, I'm not being critical, but I remember some of the old preachers. Some of them, the wives of somebody had to read the Bible for them. But oh, as they read it. After they read it, that's all they needed. God took over. And so what Paul was saying was, he said, I'm preaching the gospel. I didn't get it from men. I didn't get it from Peter and John and all them apostles. Listen, I didn't get it from them. Huh? Where'd he get it? Got it from God, didn't he? God taught him. God gave him the message. And God spoke to him. Hallelujah. Don't take you long to find out where it comes from if you're listening to it. That's what I need. We need a word from God. God send it. Let it go for the glory of God. I was thinking about some of them in the Old Testament. First one was Noah. God came to him, commanded him, build an ark. Well, you know, he didn't go out and to all the people and say to him, hey, you think I ought to do that? You think I ought to build that ark? It never rained. Probably some of them said, that's a foolish thing to build an ark out on dry land and it never rained. They said, what are you going to do with it? But God commanded him to build an ark. He got a word from God. Should he obey God or should he confirm a man? Obey God. Did you know God expects us to turn away from all sin? As Christians, we ought to do that. And we want to. And if his book says it's wrong, that's what we ought to go by. We don't. But if you, the society now, and this, we need to get a hold of the society now, is if we confer with them and and discuss it with them, it's gotten to be accepted, it's gotten to be all right, but that don't make it all right. The Word of God. And so, Noah. Listen. Noah said no. He didn't confirm with him. He didn't discuss it with the world. He didn't discuss it with all those other ones. He just moved with the fear of God. Noah had warned of God, moved by faith, and moved with the fear of God on him, and did what God said to do. Sure did, didn't he? I think about Abraham. Abraham left his country, not knowing where they went, was going, looking for a city, seeking a country. I don't think he asked his wife or nobody else. They just got up and said, "We're going." At the command of God. And guess what? Later on, God said, "Hey, I'll tell you what I want you to do, Abraham. I want you to take Isaac, your only son. And I want you to take him over. I want you to sacrifice him to me." What did Abraham do? Did he go out and talk to all of them around him, including his own family? Did he go out and talk to them and say, "What do you think Mama would have said?" Might have been what other Mama said. I don't know. But he didn't confer with anybody else. He just had a word from God. And you know what he did? He took Isaac, headed for the sacrifice. Even Isaac said, "Father," he said, we got the wood, we got the fire, we got everything, except what we're going to sacrifice. You know what he said to him? "My son, God will provide himself." And God did. But he didn't. Listen, God provided himself. It's a type of the Lord Jesus too. But God provided himself. But you know what God did? Even when he took him up there, drew back the knife, bound him and put him on that altar. You know what? All of a sudden, in the thicket, a ram was caught. He told him, "Do thy son no harm." He put that knife down and got the animal and sacrificed him. But I'm going to tell you, he just obeyed God and did what God told him. Had a word from God. That was Apostle Paul. Did the same. What about Moses? Well, Moses, he didn't talk to, he tried to go the wrong way to start with, to deliver him. But he didn't go up there and say, "Pharaoh, you think I ought to try to deliver these out of your hand?" Did he go up there and talk to all them around about him? No, he disobeyed God. I'm telling you, it's God we need to confirm with. It's God we need to discuss it with. It's God we need to go before to find out what God has us and wants us to do. I think about the psalmist David. You know, even while he was running for his life, he had two opportunities, I think. He could have killed Saul. Even he had one of them with him one day, said, "Slay him, let me slay him." No. He knew that wasn't God's will. God take care of it. Listen, he had a word himself from God. What about old Daniel? You could go on and on and on. What about Daniel? He had a word from God, didn't he? King sent a word to him, and anybody don't bow down, you know what's going to happen to him? Going in lion den. Well, Daniel didn't have to talk to anybody. He didn't have to confirm with somebody else. He didn't have to discuss it with anybody. Daniel knew God, and he obeyed God, because God told him not to bow down to any other gods, and he wasn't going to bow down to them. He kept praying as normal and usual, like he'd always done. Wound up my line then, but God locked the jaws. He sure did. What about old Shadrach, old Meshach, and Abednego? Huh? No, they wouldn't bow either, would they? They didn't go in the line then. They went in the fire. But guess what? That God whom they served not only was able to deliver them, but thank God he did. And you know what he did? Y'all know the story. He didn't just stay up there. God didn't just stay up there. The Lord didn't just stay up there on top and say, well, I'm going to watch out for you up here. He just got in there and walked with him. And you know what I like about it, brother? He'll walk in the fire with you. He'll go through the waters with you. He'll go through your troubles with you. He will never leave you, forsake you. He just walked in the fire with him because the old king said, you mean we didn't cast but three in there? No, we didn't put but three in there. What's that Fulton doing in there? Looks like the Son of God. They was walking loose. They weren't bound up. Listen, they were loose, walking, praising God. God was in there walking with them. You see, many times in the Old Testament, the Lord appeared. I believe it was him. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Don't ever forget, he'll walk with you. He'll go with you through the floods and through the fires and through your troubles and through your trials, through your afflictions, through your sickness and through your pain. He'll go with you all the way. Our Lord will. He sure will. You see, you could consult with a consult, whatever you want to call it, talk, discuss. But some of this society today, some of them's all crossed up on their beliefs. Stay with the book. You know what? I was thinking about Brother Donnie. The reason I don't know how to confirm with them, discuss it with them. You know why? See where the right or wrong, what's the will of God or not the will of God. You know why? They're not the ones going to judge me. Now, nor in the day of judgment. But God is. Therefore, I need to concern him. Talk to him. Hallelujah. He's my Lord. He's the one. He's the one. Hallelujah. But he said in verse 16, verse 15 and 16, but it pleased God. I'm glad it pleased God. I'm glad God was pleased to call me into fellowship of his Son. I'm glad it was God that called me to separate me from my mother's womb. Call me by his grace. Folks, it's grace all the way. Hallelujah. It's grace all the way. He called me by his grace that he might reveal his Son in me, that I might preach among the heathen. Hallelujah. He said immediately when I knew that and found that out, tell you what I did. I did not go talk to the disciples. Nowhere. I just got alone with God. Hallelujah. And my encouragement to you this morning, folks, let's get along with God. Hallelujah. Let's get a word from God. You don't got to be no preacher to get a word from God. Get along with him. He talked to you just as good as he can to me. Better sometime. Uh-huh. Some of us may be stubborn, more stubborn than you are. More not as submissive as you are. Not as surrender as you are. Some of us may be not wanting God, but when God reveals Christ to us, then listen, the purpose for that is, and the will of God is, that Christ would be revealed in us. That's what Paul said. He said, I didn't confirm with nobody else, but God revealed Christ to me. And he figured if God revealed Christ to him on the road to Damascus, and that God could reveal anything else to him that he wanted him to know. The best thing any of us can do, don't ever forget it, is do like the disciples. Just be with Jesus. That don't mean we don't need to pray and study. That don't mean we don't need to listen. Hide out all we can in our hearts, but we must be with him. Thank God. Wouldn't you like to have the testimony that somebody could say, hey, just been with Jesus. God, by his grace, listen, he didn't just call Paul. If you're this morning, you saved, it's because God calls you. By grace, he saved you. Hallelujah. Chose you. Hallelujah. I'm glad. Hallelujah. That he has and that he did. Thank God for his grace. And his marvelous grace. Glory to God. Hey, just talk to the Lord. Oh, yeah, I know it's all right for us to counsel. All right, so share with one another. I'm not saying we don't need to do that. But I tell you what, the most important thing is to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. When you go to bed at night, go to bed with a verse on your heart. Or thinking about the Lord. Get up in the morning. You ever get up in the morning and say, good morning, Lord. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for letting me get a good night's rest. If you ever have a restless night, then when you get another good one, you're more thankful, won't you? Hey, grace. Grace. Marvelous grace. Would you stand with me?